This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In the last few years, lots of people began vegetable gardening, a healthy outdoor activity and something to sink our teeth into, so to speak. Others expanded their gardens, and now you or your neighbors are kind of over accepting more cucumbers and zucchini. So what do? Preserving, canning, drying, and even fermenting are great options. When harvesting vegetables, be careful not to break, nick, or bruise them. The less you handle your vegetables, the longer they'll last in storage. And only harvest the best stuff. Rotting produce doesn't keep for very long and can spread disease to other stored vegetables. Different vegetables need different storage conditions. Temperature and humidity are the main storage factors to consider. Cool and dry, cold and dry, and cold and moist. However, there are some conditions that are too moist and will promote rot, like in a closed plastic bag in your refrigerator. Basements are generally cool and dry, but your vegetables will need some ventilation. Harvested vegetables aren't dead and still require oxygen to maintain their high quality. Also, watch for rodents. For the veggies and you, I have much more information from the University of Minnesota Extension on my website, gardenbite.com, that includes the different types of storage, which vegetables store best, and for how long. The information is very comprehensive. My basement is more like a root cellar, cold and moist. Snap beans and beets are a couple of examples for a root cellar. Go to gardenbite.com and also find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.